The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Congressman William Timmons on the line. Hello, my friend.
Deb, good morning. Great to be with you.
Thank you. So you have been very busy. I was reading online that you were training at Maxwell Field in Montgomery, Alabama.
I was. 5 weeks. You know, generally Montgomery's very hot, but this particular five-week stretch, it was actually freezing.
Uh-oh. And I also read something fascinating, that your grandfather was stationed there during World War II as a pilot and flight instructor in the Army Air Corps. And 75 years later, the grandson is training at the same location.
It was special. They actually repurposed one of the airstrips for the place that we did most of our marching and physical fitness. So I had a lot of time to think about the fact that he had been exactly where I was 75 years earlier. It was pretty special.
All right, very good. All right, what's going on in D.C.?
You know, I've come back to the circus. The impeachment charade is still ongoing, and it seems that they're trying to add some legitimacy to it, but I would probably argue it's too late for that. The Democrats impeached this president the day he got elected, and now it's just coming to fruition, years later.
What are some of the other issues that you're dealing with up there? You know what I find interesting? I haven't heard much from AOC. Has somebody basically told her to quiet down?
I think many people told her to quiet down, the president, the former president included. But, you know, the first thing, the number one thing I'm working on is USMCA. It's going to be incredibly important for so many businesses in South Carolina and in the district. And it's a must-pass piece of legislation. It's long overdue. The president signed it with Canada, Mexico a year ago. So it was supposed to be implemented June 1st. And here we are at the end of the year, and it's really overdue.
That is the American-Mexico-Canada trade agreement?
That's correct. It's the new NAFTA. It will put us on a more equal playing field and allow us to compete with our largest trading partners. So it's an important first step, and next step is going to be putting us on a more even playing field with China. So we do these two things, and the economy will roar into the next decade.
You know, first of all, that's great news, and I would hope you are finding support on both sides of the aisle. Is that the case?
I have, for 4 months now, had the perception that over 300 people were going to vote for this, and really the last couple months, I've heard my Democrat colleagues use the term 350. So I've heard Democrats say that there will be 350 votes for USMCA. The problem right now is that while AOC is not talking as much in the media and whatnot, she's still very influential in the caucus. She's still the largest fundraiser for the Democrats, and she is still very passionate about things she's passionate about. And they do not want this trade deal to pass. They do not want the president to have a win. They want to do whatever they can to impede the president, in addition to impeaching.
You know, you have to admit, I'm sure from where you sit up there, Congressman, that it's just got to be astounding that we are so divided as a country to the detriment of the country. Is there not any space for mercy?
My hope is that this election will really bring everything to the forefront, and we can have this election, and then we can come together and try to work on the things we need to work on, whether it's immigration, whether it's trade, whether it's infrastructure. There's all these major problems that we have. We have $23 trillion of debt, and no one has the courage to stand up and do something about it. I just hope that this election will end the partisan bickering and allow us to focus on policy and move forward. But I do not foresee it happening before then.
So, I'm sorry, you don't perceive anything happening till after this impeachment vote.
I don't see much happening until after the 2020 election.
Okay. Well, so oh boy.
It's not good. I mean, I have renewed optimism that the trade agreement, USMCA, will pass this year. There is just such overwhelming support from both parties, and it really is a must-pass. It has to happen. So that's the only thing that I have optimism for right now, but all the other big-ticket items that everyone cares about, it's just too divided to make any progress on.
So a couple of our callers have been asking, as we've been only a couple days here, but it is one of the big questions out here. Is there any merit to the idea that Nancy Pelosi is holding up the whole impeachment till she knows she has the votes? Or they're just going to run through it this week, next week, make the vote, happy Christmas. What are you hearing
I'm
there?
I'm still waiting and watching. So this is the problem that they, I'm assuming, thought about before, but if we actually do have an impeachment vote and send the Senate the ball and let them run with it, I don't know if they appreciate what that's going to look like. All of their many of their Democratic presidential candidates will have to come off of the campaign trail, and the Senate has total authority to call whoever they want to provide all the facts. So I can promise you Hunter Biden's going to be there. I would bet some Burisma executives are going to be there. I would not be surprised if we had a lot of Ukrainians to come and tell their side. And I don't think that the Democrats really want the facts out. They have been very selective and very controlling of all the information that they are going to provide to the American public. And Senator Graham's not going to do that. He's going to bring both sides. It's going to be a full investigation. And I think that's going to go very poorly for them. So the question then becomes, what's their alternative? And their alternative is a censure vote. So the censure vote's just, you should have done it, you're bad, and this is why. And it will avoid the Senate trial. So that outcome is predetermined. To allow it to happen would be very detrimental to their cause. So I'm just kind of waiting and seeing what happens. But either way, I think everyone knows how this is going to play out in the American public. Everyone has their mind made up. So I don't know the benefit of continuing on. I just hope that we can get to work and do the things that will help our economy, help our country. And it really is just a circus up here.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you are up there, not as a circus member, but as someone who is trying to lead the charge to move this to some sanity. And I appreciate your work that you're doing, not only in the National Guard, but as our congressman up there in D.C. I understand D.C. is pretty at Christmas time. Have you had a chance to go through the White House?
I have not at Christmas. There is a Christmas ball that my wife and I may go to, so I'll look forward to seeing it. I know that the First Lady did an incredible job with the decoration, so I look forward to seeing it.
All right, but, very good. Good, good. Always nice to speak to our congressman. Tuesday with Timmons. Thank you, Congressman Timmons. Look forward to speaking to you next week. Joy, we'll have you on then. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Great being with you. Merry Christmas.